Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Fullerton Fund Management's Rethinking Retirement Survey sheds light on how digital technologies and COVID-19 started reshaping the way Singaporeans approach retirement. Now, it explores their evolving aspirations, expectations and priorities when it comes to financial management and retirement planning. To shed light on these findings, we're joined on the phone by Vincent Chan, Head of Multi-Asset Fullerton Fund Management. Vincent, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Clarissa. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Now, talk to us about how the pandemic has created the push towards retirement planning.
The pandemic we found in our survey is a very important trigger. It's a push for people to rethink, primarily for two reasons. One is a health-related reason. I think our listeners may know that the median age in Singapore is 41 years of age. 3 in 10 Singaporeans are aged 55 and above. So obviously, this particular disease has affected the older population a lot more. So when 3 in 10 of the population are affected, it actually causes people to stand up and pay attention. The other reason really is because the pandemic created a lot of uncertainty and job losses. And our economy is very open, and people are worried about their jobs. What we found from the survey results, which may be very interesting for our listeners, are three points. One is that it's a good point in time for us to ask the question, how much do you really need for your retirement? We were quite surprised by the number. It's 1.4 million. On average, Singaporeans want 1.4 million for their retirement, which is a relatively high figure, because when you consider that median annual income is around 55,000. This is about a 20 times multiple. It's a very large number. The second finding is equally important, is that people of different age group have different age in mind that they want to retire. The younger age group, 21 to 30 age group, they plan to retire age 57. But the older the group of participants are, the more realistic they've become. So for those above 61, they actually plan to retire age 70. The third finding, which I think is also equally important, is that more than half of Singaporeans depends on CPF for their lifetime retirement savings. The second important contribution to their income is from their investment return. But the third point is, 1 in 5 Singaporeans are very realistic. They believe they have to continue working right into their retirement.
Okay, you've just in 3 minutes given us a lot of information to digest. So let's break it up. First thing is, COVID-19 was a trigger. I suppose you're right. It made all of us, it certainly made me reevaluate my position today and what my position might be 10, 20 years from now. It's also made me realize just how mortal I really am. You know, and it started with looking at, if something happens to me, am I adequately supported with the instruments that I have, with health and medical requirements, etc. And then it goes on from there. But you're right, $1.4 million is a huge amount of money. So that's what we think we need to retire on.
That's right. And I think it is important what you mentioned. It's a global trend. But in Singapore in particular, we are an aging society. And I think it is very practical for most Singaporeans to actually plan ahead. And this is a good thing that we found from the retirement survey, mm-hmm. that people are aware of the needs and they are taking steps. And this is something we really must encourage.
Right. So you're talking about along the lines of health care and medical care.
Healthcare, medical care, and I think in terms of the retirement options, what we are facing is something very unusual in terms of the investment returns. A byproduct of this response to the COVID-19 is, besides government intervention, we actually have seen one of the lowest record interest rates level. So the amount of money you can get from the bank account is really very low. Mm-hmm. So that means that people have to think of alternative ways to actually secure the additional income, the investment returns, in a very low interest rate environment.
Right, so you're talking about investments, you're talking about protecting ourselves as far as, you know, health insurance and stuff like that is concerned. It isn't so straightforward as just health insurance. We're looking at a different way of making money. You're right, it's low interest rates don't help us very much at all. You also said something that is very, very interesting. The younger age groups thought they could retire at 57. And the older age groups realize that they have to work for as long as possible.
That is true. And I think probably wisdom comes with age. The young people, they do have lots of aspiration, but maybe their expectations are not aligned with their aspiration. They want to do and experience a new life, a new beginning. Mm-hmm. They do not see retirement as an end stage. Rather, they see it's a new phase for them. So at age 57, they really have lots of plans. But I guess when they get older, they would realize the practical needs to create alternative income. They also realize the need to prepare because individuals are really living longer. Life expectancy has continued to creep higher.
Okay, now that's interesting. So let's go back to that younger age group. Say a 30-year-old thinks they want to retire at 57. It gives them a very short period of time to save $1.4 million, if that is their aspiration, 27 years. Is that even possible?
I think it's challenging, but it is important to realize that we have to do our best and look at the long-term horizon to start saving now. Mm-hmm. I think it's always good to have a high aspiration and it's always good to plan ahead. But what we found from the survey is that this particular age group, the one that we're talking about is age 31 to 40,
right,
is conflicted by multiple demands on their financial responsibility. So among the different age group that we have talked to, this particular group is the one that's trapped, and they are what we call the sandwich generation.
Sure.
They understand the need to prepare for their own retirement, to take care of the young family. Typically, they are young parents. And at the same time, their parents themselves have probably entered into retirement. So they are fully aware of the need to actually provide financially, and therefore, for them, it's a pressing issue.
Okay. We're speaking with Vincent Chan, head of multi-asset at Fullerton Fund Management. Now, there was a change in mindset towards retirement that you saw in this survey. Perhaps we can look at some of the things that might make sense. Now, if I'm in my 30s, if I'm in my early 40s, what should I be looking at to prepare for retirement?
First, let's talk about the change in mindset. This mm-hmm. is something that we have detected. I think what led to the change in mindset are three areas. One is the greater uncertainty that's brought about by COVID-19. The second thing is that the investment horizon has become a lot shorter because it is related to the highly uncertain future. And the third thing, obviously, is the low interest rates environment that we just talked about.
Right.
Now, combination of these three things led to three areas of change in attitude, in mindset towards retirement saving and retirement investing. The first one is that people are less willing to take a long-term investment approach. They prefer something that is shorter term with more liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, as we already touched on earlier on, is that interest rates are so low. So investors are looking for alternatives that are liquid but offering slightly higher return. The third area of mindset change, which I think is very important, it is a very encouraging point, is that in the past, investors are risk averse. We detected a healthy modification of that behavior towards risk diversification.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between risk aversion and risk diversification. Risk aversion is I do not want to take any financial market risk. I just put in a safe deposit or I put in a current account that gives me a known amount of interest every quarter or every year. But risk diversification is a healthy concept which we like to encourage our savers to do. It is looking at taking a small increase in risk through portfolio diversification, and at the same time, it offers much better return. So I think that is a healthy change in mindset.
All right. Now, looking at your survey again, now, if you're talking about the older generation, one of the places that a lot of us invested in was property. That's not necessarily a liquid investment. Has there been a shift, or how does it differ with the younger generation's retirement planning? And taking property as an example for the older generation, were there differences in the way they looked at those investments?
I think the survey results throw out two things. They throw out something that is very consistent. The younger saver and investor, they are willing to take risks.
Right.
They're willing to exchange a higher potential return for capital guarantee. On the other hand, we found that two-thirds of those people who are aged 55 and above, they prefer stable income and capital guarantee. So in that sense, it is very consistent with past survey results that we've seen. The older generation really believe in property. It is a physical asset. It gives a roof over the head. And in the case of investment, property also gives you a rental income.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you talk about people in different age group, their approach to investment differs. As I mentioned, the younger people, they're more willing to take risks. But where it differs is in the way they actually approach investing. The younger people we found from our survey results, 90% of them feel that they are comfortable getting information from digital toolkits to do their own research. And even 6 out of 10 people are willing to actually make a purchase, an investment purchase through a digital platform. So in that area, they are much more adept and a very different trend that we're picking up.
All right. So there is a shift, you know, older generation, property, nice, good, solid, tangible investment. And the younger generation doesn't have to be quite that tangible. They're a little bit more willing to take risks, as you said. So it's interesting because at that point, the retirement ideas and priorities, I'm wondering, have they also evolved and changed through the generations? Or are the priorities similar, just the approaches have changed?
It has definitely changed. This is one of the conclusions from our findings. Instead of viewing retirement as an end stage, we're actually seeing it as a door opening, a new beginning. And obviously, the retirement goals are different and is individual specific. But what is interesting is to realize that the retirement goals that each of us set for ourselves change with the life stages that we're in. So the younger people, for example, feels that when they retire, they want to be able to enjoy financial freedom to pursue their area of interest, their passion, new skills, or even start a new business. By the time they reach middle age, they're more practical. They feel that this need to actually generate and create a portfolio of alternative income. And I think by the time we survey older people, they are more down to earth. They want leisure. They want travel, want to pursue their hobbies. And most of all, they feel it's important to spend time with their loved ones. So I think while it is different for individuals, it is important to recognize that the retirement goals itself would actually migrate and shift depending on the life cycle of the individual.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, when is a good time? I mean, we're talking about 31 and above. And older generation might have actually started thinking about retirement planning later than the current generation. The younger, the 31-year-olds, the 35-year-olds are probably thinking about it earlier now, which I think your survey also pointed to.
Well, the short answer to that is it's never too late. And in fact, I think there was a misconception that we pick up among the older participants, those age 50 and above. They felt that maybe it's a bit too late for them to think about retirement or plan for retirement.
Right.
But what we really want to communicate to our listeners is that regardless of your age, use the compounding effect of time. And because of longevity, people live longer. We're talking about at least 33 decades or more. So for someone in their 50s, living all the way to the late 80s, you're talking about up to three decades or even more. So there is plenty of time there to actually allow you to compound your wealth. So we strongly encourage individuals, regardless of age, to really start early and start saving and investing. But of course, in today's environment, I would like to add one more point. Take care of your health. Go for the vaccination. I think it's very important. Retirement planning cannot be seen in the financial terms. It has to be taken in the context of a strong, healthy lifestyle.
I so agree with that. Now, you've said it's never too late to start taking care of your retirement planning. Now, is it ever too early to start planning for your retirement?
It's never too early. There's this wonderful scheme which I've been talking and sharing with my friends, is that in the CPF area, for a newborn baby, you can actually open an account for them. And they start earning interest even before they go to school or even before they start joining the workforce. So it's never too early.
All right. Those are very wise words for us to end on. We've been speaking with Vincent Chan, Head of Multi-Asset at Fullerton Fund Management. Vincent, thank you for the information and the insight.
Thank you, Clarissa. Take care.
You too. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.